So did you guys hear about how exhausted all the workers are at Stonehenge today? They were up all night last night moving those stones an hour back. Really, though. Do you ever find yourself holding on to regrets? Maybe a regret for something that you've said or something that you've done. Maybe a regret about hurting someone's feelings or not being very nice to someone. Maybe holding on to a regret because you yelled at your spouse or at your sister or your mother or your neighbor or your kid. And then you're having a hard time letting go of that. Or maybe do you hold on to a regret for something that you did not say or that you did not do. Maybe you did not tell somebody how important they were to you when the opportunity was there, and now the opportunity's not there anymore. And the second question, do you ever hold on to anger and resentment towards another person? Maybe for something that they did or something that they said that hurt you. Something that was unkind or unthoughtful. Or maybe do you hold anger and resentment towards another person for something they didn't say or something they didn't do, like they didn't apologize or they didn't take responsibility for what they've done or they didn't tell you the truth. They didn't apologize. And so today you find yourself still holding on to resentment and unwilling to forgive them. You know, we all want to have inner peace. We all want to live with a sense of ease and a sense of well-being. We want to, I don't know about you, but I want to have serenity. We want to have serenity. And in addition to that, we want to experience good health. And we want to experience an abundance of the things that we deem good to be in life. We want to live in joy. The problem is, in our unwillingness to forgive others and in our unwillingness to forgive ourselves, we cannot experience peace and ease. In our unwillingness to forgive, in our resentment, when we are in resentment, when we are in regret, we cannot experience serenity. It doesn't work that way. When we hold on to blame and anger, what happens is we block that creative, energetic flow of the universe that is always flowing. We block it from coming into us and from coming into our lives, that life force energy. And the result of that is then we don't experience the best health. Then we don't experience great abundance because we are blocking it, because we are unlike it energetically. We call that the law of correspondence or the law of mental equivalence. We have to be on the inside like what it is that we want to attract from the outside. When we are unlike it, we can't let it in. It can't get in. The truth is, all good is available all the time when and if we are available to it. But when we are in anger and resentment, we aren't available to it. You know, studies actually show, and you probably know this, that anger and resentment puts our bodies into a stress response, into a stress state. And then living long-term in that fight or flight response, what happens is we get illnesses. Because what happens is it suppresses our ability to heal. Anger and resentment suppress our ability to heal. They lower our energy. They deplete our stamina. We get depressed. It leads to depression, and it leads to addictive behaviors, whether it's drinking or overeating or gambling or shopping online, whatever, so we try to numb out so we don't have to feel those feelings. The thing is, holding on to anger and blame and resentment and unforgiveness and regret, it's like letting the air out of the tires in your car. Once you've let the air out of the tires in your car, it's impossible to move forward with ease. It's also impossible to pay attention to all the beauty that's around you on that drive through this magnificent countryside because the tires are flat, and that is distracting your attention. It's distracting part of your thinking. So the car doesn't function properly. Your body and your life don't function properly, and you can't keep your full attention in the moment where you're driving because there's no air in your tires. Does that make sense? Our unwillingness to forgive and to let go keeps us from being in joy. Here's the thing that's so amazing. We think that not forgiving the other person is a form of punishment. Yes? We think we're punishing the other person by not forgiving them. You know, that's that saying, that's like drinking poison and expecting your enemy to die. They don't know you're angry. They don't know you're holding on to resentment. They don't know that you are sending poison arrows to them. We think that not forgiving them is something that allows us to be in control of a situation that happened so long ago that we didn't have any control over. We think that not forgiving them is caring for that wound where they injured us. And so we're doing the You Can Heal Your Life class right now, which is kind of what my talk is based on. And so in You Can Heal Your Life, the textbook, she says this. Many people come to me and say they cannot enjoy today because of something that happened to them in the past. Because they did not do something or do it in a certain way in the past, they cannot live a full life today. Because they no longer have something they had in the past, they cannot enjoy today. Because they were hurt in the past, they will not accept love now. Because something unpleasant happened when they did something once, and they're sure it's going to happen again today. Because they once did something they are sorry for, they are sure that they are bad people forever. Because once someone did something to them, and now it's the other person's fault that their life is not where they want it to be. Because they became angry over a situation in the past, they will hold on to that self-righteousness. Because of some very old experience where they were treated badly, they will never forgive or forget. What we often refuse to realize is that holding on to the past, no matter what it was or how awful it was, is only hurting us. It's not hurting them. Resentment and regret and unforgiveness is only hurting us. It only lives in us. It keeps us from experiencing peace and serenity and joy and good health. Not them. It keeps us from experiencing those things. That's why in Matthew it says, Peter asked Jesus, Lord, how often should I forgive someone who sins against me? 7 times? And Jesus replied, no, not 7, but 70 times 7. We forgive until it's complete for us, not for them. So the title of my talk today is Live Like There's No Yesterday. And I'm talking about forgiveness of ourselves and forgiveness of other people and how that frees us from the past, how it allows us to live in peace and allows us to be fully present in the moment so that we can experience the beauty of the countryside and so we can experience all the good things that there are in life. How forgiving and letting go allows us to fully experience joy. And so in the companion book that goes with this class, Louise says, many of us carry grudges for years and years. We feel self-righteous because of what they did to us. I call this being stuck in the prison of self-righteous resentment. We get to be right. We never get to be happy. That's pretty powerful. And so what does forgiveness even mean? It's kind of confusing. One of the definitions that I read this week says, forgiveness is to stop feeling angry or resentful towards someone for an offense, flaw, or mistake, and letting yourself heal. I'm going to say it again because I think it's so important. Forgiveness is to stop feeling angry or resentful towards someone for an offense, flaw, or mistake, and letting yourself heal. It has nothing to do with them. And so forgiving does not mean excusing poor behavior. It does not mean excusing or condoning something that someone did that was hurtful or harmful. Forgiveness does not mean that you are saying whatever happened was okay. Forgiveness does not necessarily mean you're letting the person off the hook. It does not mean that you were not hurt. Forgiveness does not mean that what happened was not important to you. It does not mean that you are going to forget. And it also does not mean that you put yourself in the way of having that poor behavior done to you again. I think sometimes people think if they forgive, then they have to have a relationship with that person, or they have to be back in the company of that person. That's not what forgiving is. Forgiveness is a willingness to drop the narrative of a particular thing that happened to you, of a particular injustice. Here's a big one. Listen to this. It is stopping telling your story about what happened and what they did and how hurt you were. It's stopping telling the story to yourself about what they did and how hurtful it was and what happened. It's a decision to accept what happened without hoping that the past can be different. It's stopping and stepping out of the shoulda, coulda, wouldas. It is instead being in the present moment with your eyes and your ears and your heart and yourself open to the possibilities of the moment. Open to what is possible now, not back then. What is possible now? It's standing in that open-hearted response. You know what else it is? It's offering to ourselves the love and the compassion and the kindness and the care that we long for. Offering ourselves the love and the kindness and the care and the compassion that that person didn't give to us. It's giving it to ourselves instead. It's telling our heart, you matter. So ultimately, forgiveness is freedom. Because it's freedom because we no longer need that person to love us or care for us or give us compassion because we've decided and committed to giving it to ourselves. So we don't need it from them anymore. We've taken responsibility to give that kindness and compassion and care to ourselves. Forgiveness of ourselves and of other people is recognizing that we are human beings, and as human beings, we aren't perfect. We all make mistakes. Pema Chodron says, there's a simple practice we can do to cultivate forgiveness. First, we acknowledge that we feel shame, revenge, embarrassment, remorse, and then we forgive ourselves for being human. And so Alan Cohen tells a story that I think relates well to this. And it's called Eliminate Your Worst Score. Not long ago, the International Olympic Committee revised its scoring system for athletes competing in Olympic gymnastics all-around events. It chose to retain a safeguard in which the panel of judges throws out the best and the worst score of each athlete, calculating the average of the other scores to arrive at the athlete's final score. We might do well to apply this principle in our lives. As you look back over this year, you probably made a number of mistakes that you wish you could just erase from the record book of your life. Take a moment now to consider which blunder you would most like to have eliminated from your memory and the memory of those involved. Can you think of one? What would you like most to have erased from your memory and the memory of people that were involved? Do you feel relieved when you think of that? Do you feel liberated when you think of that? If you feel even a moment of the release this exercise offers, you have a taste of true forgiveness. Forgiveness does not mean that you are pardoned from a terrible sin, thus underscoring the gravity of the sin. It means that you review the experience without the heavy burden of judgment you laid upon yourself or others that have laid upon you. Forgiveness also releases you from the fear of pain or punishment you believe your sin will bring upon you. Real forgiveness enhances the quality and the buoyancy of the rest of your life, like eliminating your worst score. You cannot change what you did this year or any previous year, but you can change how you think about it. That is where your true power lives. Would you be willing to try another way of looking at your blunders so they are less important than your successes? Are you willing to look at your blunders in a way so that they are less important than your successes? What if you did that? If you do, you are well on your way to the gold that will last longer than a medal. And so what if? What if you took responsibility for what it was that you did or what it was that you said and apologize? And if there's something you need to do to make it right, then you made it right. And then you made it less important than the things that you do that are good and right and successful. Less important than those. And so one of the things that we've been doing is affirmations out of this book. And I shared some with you last week, and I'd like to do it again this week because I love this. And so here's what she says. If you believe, I will never forgive them, you can tell yourself, in this new moment, I am free to let go. So will you say that with me? In this new moment, I am free to let go. If you believe they ruined my life, your affirmation could be, I take responsibility for my own life. I am free. I take responsibility for my own life. I am free. They have to apologize first. My spiritual growth is not dependent on others. My spiritual growth is not dependent on others. My resentment keeps me safe. I release myself from prison. I am safe and free. I release myself from prison. I am safe and free. And the last one, only weak people forgive. It is empowering to forgive and let go. It is empowering to forgive and let go. Bernard Meltzer says, when you forgive, you in no way change the past. But you sure do change the future. We set ourselves free when we forgive ourselves and others. And so my invitation and call to you is to forgive yourself and forgive the others who have caused injury to you in your life. To take off that dark, heavy blanket that you've been carrying around of unforgiveness, because no light can get in under that blanket. You block the light from coming into your life, and you also block the light from coming out of you when you're carrying that dark, heavy blanket of resentment and unforgiveness and anger and blame. Let the light in and let your own light out by forgiving and letting go. Then you will be free. Then you'll be free to shine your light in this world, to shine your love and your beauty and your joy and your good everywhere you go. forgive yourself and others, then you will be open to the good that is always available in this universe, open to the peace and open to the love and open to the joy and open to the good, all of that that is the divine expressing itself in this world. That good, that joy and peace and love wants nothing more than to express in your life. And by forgiving, you allow that to come in. And so blessings to every single one of you on this path of awakening, on this path of letting go of your ego running the show all the time. Blessings to you on this path of stepping into your own spiritual awakening and being that presence of the divine in this world in a way that is so beneficial to everyone and to you. And so blessings to all of you. Hey, Marianne, you want to come pray with me? Sure. You want to start or you want to go second? I'll start. You go second. Oh my goodness, what a blessing it is just to answer this call of spirit within me to remember, to step back into that place where there is no otherness, where there is no separation, where there is no distinction. There is only this amazing presence of love, this presence from which all life has sprung forth, this one presence and one power and one life and one energy that permeates all things with its magnificence. And with its love, and with its wholeness, and its power, and its light. And I recognize that we are indeed emanations of that presence. Here, as expressions of the divine, shining our light and being conduits for this light to flow through. And so I know today that there is something that has stirred within every single one of us. That is our own spirit calling us and beckoning us to let go. To let go of the past and to let go of injury and to let go of hurts and to allow ourselves to be fully open to that divine presence and all the good that it has in store for us. For I know that this presence, it contains within itself all the good that we could ever dream of. And it is that right now that is pouring itself out into our lives all around us. All around us. The gift has already been made. And so today we let go and we let God and we let the past be in the past. And we step fully into this light, open and receptive and willing, with a deep and resounding yes to life. And it is for this that I am so grateful. And so it is. Mm-hmm. Thank you.